Three senior American officials are visiting Israel, seeking clarification from Prime Minister Ariel Sharon on his plans to remove most Jewish settlements from the Gaza Strip. U.S. and Palestinian officials are concerned that the plan undermines efforts to negotiate a Middle East peace agreement under the Bush administration's roadmap. Israelis also are expressing concern about Sharon's intentions, and NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The American trio met with Sharon yesterday and holds talks today with other top Israeli officials. The Prime Minister's office has been actively promoting a visit by the Israeli leader to the White House in the coming weeks, but Washington has so far refused to announce a meeting. One American official says that's no accident. It reflects an impression that this disengagement proposal is very much an improvised affair. Political scientist Menachem Klein at Bar-Ilan University says Sharon will soon reach the point where he has to explain the details of what would be the most dramatic development in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in many years.
I'm not jealous in Sharon. He faces a real, real problem. He cannot move ahead without answering the questions. He cannot get an invitation to the White House without having an answer.
Klein believes that Sharon's sinking job approval ratings among Israelis will only worsen once he does start answering key questions, such as, will it be a complete pullout from Gaza? And will Egyptians really control their border with Gaza, as officials are promising this week? And will there also be settlement withdrawals in the West Bank? In this Jerusalem outdoor shopping area, the mood is one of skepticism. Shop owner Ze'ev Atzmon says he can't help feeling that Sharon is trying to deflect attention away from the bribery scandal swirling around his family.
The truth is, I don't know if Sharon does have any real problem. It seems like he keeps on bringing something new every minute. But this disengagement may really just be disengagement from all of the mess, all of the corruption that involves his son and him.
Ilana Ben-Uri from the nearby Israeli town of Mevaseret Zion reflects the view of a recent opinion poll showing Sharon's credibility rating plunging below 30%.
I have to say that I'm quite ambiguous about all of this. We definitely do need a change, and I think that the disengagement plan is a first stage. But unfortunately, I don't believe in Sharon anymore. It's been many times where he's declared that he's going to do things and he doesn't do anything.
But in the absence of hard information, other theories are emerging, including the view that this plan may not turn out to be unilateral in the end. Political analyst Eitan Gilboa says it's becoming increasingly obvious that the major risk in an Israeli pullout from Gaza would be the takeover of the area by radical Islamist groups such as Hamas. That's a threat to Israel, says Gilboa, but it's an even bigger threat to the Palestinian Authority.
Taking over Gaza means the end of the Palestinian Authority all over the area. Therefore, the Palestinian Authority would be motivated to dismantle the terrorist organizations if the choice is to lose any control or any influence in the Gaza Strip. Israel then could negotiate the complete withdrawal from the Gaza Strip in return for a more forceful, determined action against the terrorist organizations.
But other analysts say it's not the Palestinian Sharon needs to drag to the table, but his own balky government. And he's embarked on a high-risk strategy that so far has attracted few supporters, either at home or abroad. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.